Okay, Thursday night. We're holding an Hilchas Tefillah. We should learn the Dinim of the Saint Talamot, or come to think of it. We're not, but maybe we should. It's Zayim Cheshvan. My sister called me up today. She's a principal in Flatbush for 30, 40 years. They want to teach the kids about Shemitah. So she starts asking me questions, and it's so foreign to them. It's like talking to a just from person about Shabbos. Like, you don't know.
That's how I feel about
it. Okay. This was the sister that said, "Wait a second. If we daven Nusach Sfarad, I don't have to know any of these dina." Okay. Simon Kuf, what? Yeah, she. I said the story last week. She went through all the. And I said, "Wait a second! If you haven't smart, you don't have to know this. But you do have to know about the Saint Talamata." Okay, so you see now, if you're here now in Eretz Yisrael, so now if you go to America, you continue saying the Saint Talamata. If you go for the next 3-4 weeks till December 5th or whatever.
Is there anything about saying bracha when you leave? Saying
if you would have, Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskin, people who are in America tonight, start, Eretz Yisrael people, start saying the Saint Talamata. So if you're starting and you're there, you start with Shema Kolenu.
An Israeli who's there, who's coming back here.
Right. But after tonight, then you could say it regular.
A person who makes Aliyah in the middle of this period.
For sure.
As soon as he gets here?
Maybe he's even when he's on the plane, I don't know. It's no gay. People who are in America this week and started saying the Saint Talamata in Shema Koleinu, I told them also to start saying it on the plane, in the regular place. Once they're on the plane, they're not there anymore. They're on the plane.
There's a reason to tell them if they know they're coming early on 2 weeks that they should start tonight saying in Shema Koleinu.
No. That we don't do. Sif Hei. When a person had a bimafsik in the middle of Shmona Esrei, either Bedibur or Kuvdalet, Simon Kuvdalet, Tefei. If you had a bimafsik in Shmona Esrei, whether it's Bedibur or it's Bahalicha, or we're going to see, it might mean even a very, very unusually long hefsik because you're an oinus and you can't daven. And we had two kinds of oinsim, one in that you're not allowed to daven. Maybe there's meraglayim around. It could happen. But Shmona Esrei, a child, this, you're not allowed to daven until it's cleaned up and everything. For some people, the amount of time it says to say Shmona Esrei from beginning to end is not that long, unfortunately. So it could happen that Yeshoya Kadei Ligmar is Kula. You measure it with the person davening. Mitchila va'atzof, no matter where you are, but you measure it with the person who's davening. So, you know, it could easily be 2.5 to 3 minutes for some people, easily. Imshah kadei ligmor es kula, so if you indeed, washah kadei ligmor es kula, it's called chayzal aroish. So we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Basically, there's two shittos in Siman Samachay. One shittos, the Mechaber shittos, that in Shmona Esrei, you are Chayzel Aroish by Shoha Kedei Ligmar Es Kula, even if you were not an Ones, that's a Chumrah of Shmona Esrei. And according to the Ramah, and there's a difference, I'm sorry, getting back to the Mechaber, and there's a difference between Kriyashma and Shmona Esrei. And according to the Ramah, there's no difference between Kriyashma and Shmona Esrei. The difference is whether you're an Ones or not. And the Achronim have a Shaila, do you need the Ones of not Ro'oi to Davin? Either Shikar would be another example of not Ro'oi to Davin. Mayim Shosus in Albirkov is another example. Meraglayim Motsoya in the vicinity is another example. Or the Ones, like in our Simon that we had Oinsim, there's a Melech coming, you know, whatever, someone's coming, and you know, you can't Davin, you have to stop, you have to be mafsik. So, that's a shaila, if that's called an oinus. But that's if you need oinus in the world of the Ramah. Okay, so we'll see. The Mechaber just says, I'm shocked, the Ligmas Kula Chayzal Arosh. the mechabel l'shitaso certainly could mean even if it's not a noinus, because we're dealing with Shmona Esrei here. V'yam lav choizu l'tchilas habracha p'shaposak bod, and that's also a chiddush. First of all, it's not so clear what v'yam lav means. If it's b'shtika, so then what's the shir? Choizu l'tchilas habracha p'shaposak bod is also a chiddush din. You know, you would say choizu it's wherever he's up to. Why do you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha? So it means it's a significant hefsek, although it's not shahok de ligmaris kula. But certainly a totally insignificant hefsek doesn't require you to go back to the beginning of the bracha shaposak ba. And that would mean v'yim posak b'shalosh rishonos chozel arosh v'yim b'achronos chozel aritzei, right? So if it's totally insignificant, certainly that's not true. So what exactly does it mean v'yim lav? So we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha. Good. Let's see. Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. So Cotton Yud Gimel Lim Shoha. Now Afilu Akshtika Biyamo Beli Dibur. This Hefsek. Till now, all the Hefsekim that we've talked about, the word Hefsek meant Bedibur. Now it doesn't mean that anymore. Now it just means it doesn't necessarily mean Bedibur. Afilu Akshtika Biyamo Beli Dibur. Afilu Bark Bein Bracha LeBracha. Now according. I don't know, so according to the Mechaber, if you start daydreaming in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and that also happens to people, and they start daydreaming, so that, and they daydream for three minutes, according to the Mechaber, you have to start the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei again. So if you're thinking about in Yonei Tefillah, I imagine that's for sure not a Hefsek. I mean, that's partial. But if you daydream, so you are Mafsik Beshtika, not an Oynis, Shoha Kadei Ligmor Eskula. According to the Mechaber, you don't have to be an ones. It's a hefsek b'shtika because you weren't thinking about any inyonim that have to do with Shmona Esrei. It's not you daydreamed. So, interesting halacha according to the Mechaber. You would have to be chayzul l'roish if you daydreamed a little too long. Even ben bracha l'bracha, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. You know, okay? Kula. They look more cool if you don't be so fat feel the sharina with khila sat feel that so far as we said khazal arish from loy khazal arish el the motion el the mokum shaposak u gomora and he finished it so khlats of the arish was pal kolat feel even with the evan just say it that way one word even with the evan bani mili show you ainus gomor now not so clear I'll just go through this Mishnah Berurah quickly. It goes the next Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha. Because he's saying this in the Mechaber. Why is he saying this at all? I don't know. The Mechaber could hold even if he's not an Oynus. Bani Mili, maybe he's talking like the Ramal Chayra, as we'll see in the next Mishnah Berurah. Bani Mili Shoy Oynus Gomer, Abel Oynus Listim, Uchai Gavna Shinisko Liel, for the Ebed Yotzah. Notice he's talking bottom line, Lahalacha. It's not really, it's a little confusing, a little not clear. He's in the Mechaber, but he's in the bottom line Halacha. So the bottom line Halacha. And he's going b'di'evet, that you finished davening and you were not chayzul l'roish. So he's in b'di'evet. Because I said it's a shayla, what kind of anoinus does the Ramon need to require you to be chayzul l'roish by shok de ligmar eskula? So it's a shayla. But now he's going b'di'evet. So to say that he should daven over, even if b'di'evet he now finished davening, but he was not chayzul l'roish, so that's what this Mishnah Berurah is addressing. So he's addressing the bottom line halacha, L'didon, we go with the Ramah, and he's going b'di'evet, you already were not chayzul l'roish. So now he's saying, so to say even b'di'evet, it doesn't count, and you have to say Shmoneh Esrei over again, that's only by the oynus of eino roi, but by the oneis of, even the oneis of listim, and you know, you couldn't daven, you were an oneis, but you were not eino roi, so b'di'evet yotza. Even if that's called an oinus according to the Ramah, that would require you to be chayzal aroish if you were shocked they look more school, but not be the evid. Do lai halacha ki yeshomim hamakilim dezen loy mikri oinus, because there's a significant side in halacha that's not called an oinus according to the Ramah. So be the evid. Okay. I have to use Aryeh as an example, please. Just like when we were learning halachas about Meir Aglayim and Shaisis and Albirkov and those kinds of things. So everybody was sitting here rolling their eyeballs, and I kept saying, it's like, hey, if you're in a nursing home and the day is not too far off, or it could happen if you know, and all of a sudden, right, it was Nogeya. So these halachas are very Nogeya, except they're not common, but it's mamish. You know, you don't realize it. It'll come a situation where it happens. You know, you're in a place. I've been in a place on Sarotskin. I was once davening Friday night, years ago, and all of a sudden there was Meraglim on the floor. So no one was sure what to do. It was Shabbos already, it was Friday night. No one was sure what to do. Could they just cover it up? You have to know what to do. You don't recognize that you're in the situation. That's all I'm saying. In Eretz Yisrael, we were in the middle of Shemona Esrei when the Intifada broke out. It was Erev Rosh Hashanah, we were by the Kaisel Cotton. Nehemiah had started Chazoras Hashatz. He was in Birchas Avos. He was in, right? We davened 1 o'clock. So it must have been like 1:12 p.m., 1:10 p.m. He started Chazoras Hashatz, and all of a sudden, all hell broke loose. And gunshots, and screaming, and police and ISIS, and they didn't know what to do. People are shooting, and you're exposed when you're by the place of the car. You're in a very open area, and you know what to do. So the MISA, I told them to just walk over to there was a covered area. It's a place where you could stand where you're sheltered. So I'm trying to remember the halacha. I'm trying to remember what we did. I'm trying to remember if I told him to be chayzal roish or not, to the roish of the bracha, or to just continue from there. He was like up to, well, it doesn't matter, because he was in the beginning, he was before Kedusha. So it really wouldn't matter where he was. What would the halacha say? He certainly wasn't sure that they ligmar as kula, although it could have stretched to that, because we were petrified. We didn't know what to do. We didn't know what's going on. Right? Nobody knew what's going on. This is Erev Rosh Hashanah. 2000, not 2000, whatever it was, a few years ago. It was before I came here, also. It must have been 7 years ago. Whatever the intifada, what they call intifada, broke out. It's all one big intifada ever since 1919. I don't know. I don't like calling. Anyway, but it was Erev Rosh Hashanah waits. So what would be the halacha? He was mafsik. He walked. Obviously, you can walk. You learned in the siman. That's not a big deal. I mean, not a big deal in that situation, right? We thought we were going to be shot, you know, so you walk. He was not shocked that Ligmar is cooler, but it could be you have to be chayzul atchilas habracha. That's what we're going to learn now. I don't know if it's called an oinus. We were just scared. It turned out nobody was shooting at us, you know, but we were terribly, we didn't know. When you bite a chayzul cotton, it broke out on Harabayas. You're right there. If you know the Kaisel Cotton, you're a few feet from where you're right there. You're right a half a minute away is a shire to the Harabayas. You're by the Kaisel Cotton. It's not that tall a wall. There's Arabs all around you in houses. Who knows? So maybe that would be called an oinus.
You can't judge an oinus by what actually happened. You have to judge it by what you thought could have happened.
Right? Yeah, right. So that means we're an oinus of the not ain't a roy variety, but an oinus. Okay, but he wasn't sure could they ligmar as kula, but he was an oinus, so maybe he should have been. I truly don't remember what we told him to do, but l'chayre, you would have to be chayzul atchilas habracha. Things happen, right? So if you know the halacha beforehand, you're forewarned, and you know what to do. And if you don't know what to do, so you're lost. And you take advantage of the chayyot, and you walk over to the bookcase, and you look up the Mishnah Berurah, and the Lishmon Esrei. What? Lamaisu, what happened? There was no more transportation. They didn't let us. We had to stay there for an hour and a half, 2 hours, by the Kaisel Cotton. They wouldn't let us out. And then we just had to walk home. There was nothing happening. They escorted us out, and they said, go home. Like, run, shoot. Get out of here. And we walked home. There was no buses, no nothing. But I didn't have to come to Beit Shemesh, so we in my family were fond of saying that Nehemiah started the Intifada. His Chazoras Hashatz. Okay. I'm making a point here. When you learn halacha, it would be marvelous if you can do it. It's always good to imagine it happening. Trust me, I've learned a lot of halacha. You can learn and learn and learn, and then when something happens, you just don't connect the dots. You don't realize that's the case. Because you're learning on paper, in a book, and you're not really... So it's a good thing if you have time. Everything's good if you have time. To visualize it happening, think of scenarios, and that's what a real Pesach really would do. A good Pesach will do that when he's learning Hilchos Basar B'challav, Hilchos Taruvos, right? You're learning a dry sif with a dry Mogen Avraham Shach, you know, and all of a sudden the lady calls you up about the fleishik, a spoon that was in the milkik, you know, this happens almost every day, and like that's the sif, except the sif doesn't talk about the lady with the spoon with the blender, right? So you have to think, this is what it's talking about. We're learning a sif now. It's talking about if you started chazaras hashatz and then tefada broke out and you walked, so that's this case. That's okay. So l'chayre, that's the case of okay. Let's backtrack a little. A little reminiscing, never hurt anybody. Chozer l'rosh. So that's what this. So again, the last few lines of the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Tezvav is strange in the Mechaber, but it's a bottom line psak. The bottom line psak being that at least b'di'eved. Okay, when you have to be chozer l'rosh because you are shoya k'day ligmar es kula machmas oynes. So I'm thinking, like, you know, so we say words like shok de ligmar is kula machmas einus, so it becomes like code words, and we're used to those words, and we don't translate it into visualizing in real life, like what it means. In real life, you're not shok de ligmar is kula. In real life, you were shoya 3.5 minutes, and in real life. Ain't a roy. You say there's a piece of a child, right? Made up, and there's a piece of tzoy on the floor because the child's diaper was loose. And if you just say machmas oynes because the adam's ain't a roy to daven, it's just not the same. So it's when you use the words of halacha and you just use them over and over and over, so you sort of disconnect from reality. So it's something to watch out for. I for a few years I really specialized, I could say, in a get ma'usa, the whole Indian of forcing someone to give a get. So there's some cases that are halachically not isui, they're not called you forced him, even though balabatish geret, you would say he had no choice. You know, that's how you would talk. You would say he had no choice, he had to give the get. But in halacha, for any one of numerous reasons, it's not called isui, it's not called the get ma'usa. So, or vice versa. There are things in halacha that are called isui, and balabadish geret, you wouldn't think of it that he was forced to do it. Like, very harsh words, and then you wouldn't think that way. And I worked on it very much, and I went, and it was very negeah. In America, in New York State, they passed a law. It was a very hot topic for a number of years, and it still is really. It still is really a very hot topic, but when they passed a certain law in New York State about equitable distribution and how to divide the money based on if the husband's giving a get. It was mamish soer ad l'shamayim. The good guys lost. The good guys lost. And in Rabbi J. David Bleich's opinion, every get in New York State is suspect of being a suffek get me'usa.
Should and go out of the state.
Rabbi David Bleich holds that any get given in New York State under the laws, if there's mutual, even if there's mutual consent, he holds. That's what he holds, even if there's mutual consent. But the guy might have done it because he was afraid that the laws would apply. And the laws are Isui, and if you're afraid of an Isui, it's also Isui. So he holds every get in New York State as a Suffolk get.
So
it doesn't matter if you go out of New York State. You're a New York State resident. Depends where you were married. You were married in New York State. That's what he holds. I don't know how seriously he takes himself. I disagree vehemently. I hold Lamaisa 90 to 95% of getting. There's mutual consent. Both parties agree to give a get and to take a get. And if they agree, it's loy machzakin and reyusa. You don't have to be chayshish to anything. So I don't agree with him. But upon him, but once there's dinner dvarim, then there's a very big problem. Anyway, and I saw there that great disconnect, I'll call it, where even people who are learned, who know the halacha, but they don't connect it to the real life. And in real life they say, oh, come on. Like, they'll either say, come on, he wanted to do it. I say, no, in halacha that's isui. Like, no, isui is isui, but he wanted to do it. Like, or the other way, they'll say, he had no choice. It's a problem of isui. You say, well, in halacha it's called isui min atzad. Different, isui min atzad. There's a disconnect. Okay, it's a phenomenon that you should watch out for. When you learn halacha, you should try to visualize cases and stories. There's a few teachers in seminaries, I know from my wife, that are fantastic and marvelous. They learn Hilchos Shabbos with the girls, and when they give a test, they'll say, okay, it's Shabbos morning, and the chont is burning, and the baby's crying, right? And your husband's coming home in a half hour with guests. And what do you do? And there's one famous teacher in halacha in seminaries that's like, the shot is they're not allowed to take the test home. They have to give back the test, and they're not allowed to, he doesn't give it out. But I saw a few tests, and it's a shot. It's for girls. It should be given to every smicha class. And it's just unbelievable the way he takes the halacha and he just makes a story out of it. And all of a sudden it's your life. And you have to like take the halacha and really, really bring it down to earth. Okay, that's my speech for today. My potter for my Shabbos speech. Okay. So, let's go weiter. Let's learn the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes Zayin. Chayza L'Roish. Now, this is the statement of the Mechaber that if you show up in the Ligma school of Chayzal Roish, and the Mishnah Berurah here is playing catch up, and he's explaining now. Hine lefimad the onu nogin kachras harama leel b'simin samachay gabi kriyashma kedas haposkin dein Chayzal Roish kiyim b'shesh hashehiyo hoya machlas ones. So we paskin who adin b'tfilanami adin kain that you have to be ones for this din to kick in. That Chayzal Roish, if Shok de Ligmar is Kula. Ach Yesh Omrim, but some say that you don't need an Ones of Eina Roy. It's enough of Ones of the stories of our Simen. Like my story about the Chayzal Cotton. That was an Ones, it was not Eina Roy. Ach Yesh Omrim, din Yonenu Dairin and Gabi Akrav Oshor, Shabok Kenegdo, Esha Posak Machnos Listim, Uchai Gavno, Mikri Nami Hefzik Machnos Oinus, the Ba'ez Hazer, Lahoy Yochol Lehispalel. Mikri Hetzik v'Chayzal Roish al Ziyadezeh v'Yesh Omrim d'zeh lo Mikri Ones ki im b'shehoyo ha-Hetzik machma shehu ba'atzma lo hoya roi l'tfila o shehamokam hoya in a roi l'tfila mashenken bo'in esacher. So you have to remember the end of Sivkot and Tezvav is incomprehensible before you learn Siv Tezayin. You're lucky I explained it to you. Right, the Mishnah Berurah, like, it's funny. You know how you know how you're supposed to know what the heck he's talking about. The Chviya Mogen Avram, the Old Harbei Achronim, the Betfila. You see, just like the Mechaber is Machmir by Tfila, that you don't even have to be an Ones at all. We are Machmir by Tfila in the Hachro of the Halacha. We who do like the Ramah, so by Tfila, any Ones is called an Ones. Since there's Rishonim that hold that by tefillah you don't have to have an ones at all, so that's why we're more machmir and we say, okay, right? You start eating up shitas, and that's the hachra'a of the halacha. Since the shitas that this is also called an oinus, and the shitas that you don't need an oinus at all by tefillah, so by tefillah, even this kind of an oinus will force you to be chayzel roish if you're sure, because they ligmar is kula. But by kriyashma, if you're an oinus machmas, and Eretz Yisrael, if you live in Sderot, and you're in the middle of kriyashma, you can easily be shoyim. Unfortunately, you can easily be shoyim kedei ligmor es kula machmas oinus. That's not an oinus of Eina Roy, but you're looking for the bomb shelter, right? That the thing went off. You have a half a minute. The government is giving half a minute to find the bomb shelter and go to the bomb shelter. Kriyashma kedei ligmor es kula. The guy that can do Shmon Esrei in 3 minutes. Can do kriyashma, so you might have to go back to the beginning. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens you do not. By kriyashma, machmas oynes would be an ones of einu ro'ui, not an ones of listim v'chadoyme. Ki im b'sheisha hamokam einu ro'i. Okay. V'yim lav. There's a concept of going back to the tchilas habracha, not to the right. There's lamoka. There's chayzel the roish. Chayzel the tchilas habracha and chayzel the mokum shaposak, and that's not just a question of a few words. Because when you chayzel the tchilas habracha, and then you're talking about the first three brachas and the last three brachas, you're mamish repeating the entire brachas with Shem Hashem, with Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogen Avram. So, what does v'yim lav mean? What does it mean? You could be shoya b'shtika for 10 seconds. So that's v'yim lav, and you have to be chayzel the roish habracha. Because till now we were talking about even b'shtika. So if you follow, and we're still talking about b'shtika, so v'yim lav, it's funny, right? V'yim lav can mean 5 seconds too, right? So it doesn't mean that. It doesn't. But soina loymar shelo shoh b'shtika kedei ligmor kula avul mikom kom shoh harbe. Very very vague. Mishavur, doesn't say what. Doesn't say what. In the Bir Halacha, we'll see next time, Mitzvah Hashem, he already says, no. It means a hefsik of halicha, something that's a hefsik. Here, it's very vague. And I looked around in Sforim, and I didn't find anyone to say. I didn't look in the new Piskei Tshuvas, what's it called? What? Piskei Tshuvas, it's called. Yeah, I didn't look there, Taka. What does it mean, harbe? What does it mean, harbe? The imlo shok that look at the reis of bracha, the chuli alma in the chayzer rakloy samokum b'levad. Oh, the imlo shok rak the ligmor reis of bracha. It's mash. There's a little hint. Maybe it means enough to say the entire bracha. That ain't too long, man. The imlo shok rak the ligmor. Chuli alma in the chayzer rakloy samokum b'levad. Oh, yeah. Not clear. It's not clear what it means. And I tell you, we had, that was the case. Shmon Esrei by the Intifada. Should he have been Chayzel the Rosh HaBrucha? Not mamish the case. It was an oinus. It was a short oinus. Okay, that's a shadow. What does Harbe mean? Because you do need Machmas oinus. At least that. Right? You need Machmas oinus. I don't know what the Machabah is going to do. According to the Machabah, you don't need Machmas oinus. But at least we.
Daydreaming is nothing, Lalacha?
What?
Daydreaming is nothing, Lalacha? Even if you daydream with Marskula?
It is, according to the Mechaber.
I mean, but not like
us? No. It's nothing in terms of Shok and Elig Marskula.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're not an Oinus. We Paskin, you need Oinus. We Paskin like your Ramon. You're an Oinus about the daydreaming, I hope. I hope that's what you